Despite massive protests at the state capitol yesterday, Governor Rick Snyder signed right-to-work bills into law. Jack, what's in the legislation? Give us an overview.
Well, they basically say that the union shop is now illegal, a shop where you have to require people to either join a union or pay to have that union represent you as your bargaining agent. So what it really means is that employers can hire a mix of union and non-union personnel, and the long run is that the unions are going to be weaker. They're not going to have as many people being members, almost certainly, and not as many people paying dues.
Now, even though the governor has signed this, the fight is not over. Opponents say they're going to fight the legislation. How can they do that?
Well, they can say that, but it seems to me very hard to imagine how they can reverse this. Certainly, how they can reverse it easily or in some kind of a speedy time factor. They put appropriations money in the legislation deliberately, so you can't seek to repeal these by means of a referendum. I suppose you could do a constitutional amendment, but you probably couldn't do one until 2014 at the earliest. It would be, you could, of course, have a future legislature and governor repeal these, but the Michigan State Senate has been controlled by Republicans for nearly 30 years now. Nobody realistically thinks Democrats can take that back anytime soon, so it's hard to see how this can be repealed.
Now, it's set to take effect in March. Could any sort of legal action delay that?
Oh, there'll be lawsuits. There'll certainly be lawsuits, but it's hard for me to see how a lawsuit can derail a duly passed piece of legislation that's been signed by the governor.
Whom will this affect the most?
Well, we don't know yet. Probably public sector workers, Christina. A larger proportion by far of them are organized. Something like 55% of government workers and teachers are union members in Michigan, compared to only about 12% private sector workers. And this is going to take a long time for the effects to be fully felt.
Now, right to work has gotten most of the attention of late, but there are other controversial measures being debated in Lansing. Give us an overview of those.
Well, there are a lot of those, and there are a lot of things that they're trying to get done in lame duck. One certainly is a new emergency manager law for Detroit. Well, not just for Detroit, but a new law giving emergency financial managers new powers. This is controversial, of course, because the old emergency manager law was repealed at the polls, but they feel they need to do something. It's very likely Detroit will have to have some kind of a manager. There's also this package, this regional transportation bill that was passed. Washtenaw County, which includes Ann Arbor, is upset because they're included in there and they don't want to be. Democrats are sort of vindictively wanting to stop the governor any way they can, anything else to sort of punish him, even if it punishes them in the process. So there are other bills. My guess is that the governor's personal property tax reform is not going to get done in this lame duck session. There is a package of controversial bills involving abortions. Some of these, one requiring a special insurance rider, is attached to the legislation changing Blue Cross, and the governor's being urged to line item veto those things. There's some other abortion bills, which I think are unlikely to make it through the lame duck, although you never can tell. And, of course, there's these bills about the Educational Achievement Authority. All of these things are just not going to get done, but some of them may, and the clock is running. They certainly want to adjourn well before Christmas.
All right, Jack. As always, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.